وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status. Ameen. Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam sought water for his people, we told him, strike the stone with your staff. Then 12 springs gushed forth from there. Every group knew their place of drinking. Eat and drink from Allah's provision and do not spread corruption on the earth. Water is produced from a stone for the Bani Israel, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Bani Israel required water when they were in the Wadi Atih, the plains of Tih. They therefore requested Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to pray to Allah for some water. Allah says, when Musa sought water for his people, we told him, strike the stone with your staff. Then 12 springs gushed forth from there. So Allama Baghawi rahmatullahi reports that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that the stone was small and squared, which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam kept in a bag. Whenever the Bani Israel required water, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would strike the stone, after which water would gush forth. When they had taken the share of water, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would pick up the stone and put it back in his bag. Every group knew their place of drinking. Allah truly favored them by granting the manna, salwa, and sufficient water. Allah Ta'ala told them, eat and drink from Allah's provision and do not spread corruption on the earth. Murder, anarchy, and disobedience of Allah's orders constitute the greatest forms of corruption on earth. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طُعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا قَالَ أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ اهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. When you said, O Musa, we can never tolerate one type of food, pray to your Lord on our behalf, asking him to extract for us what the earth produces, its greens, cucumbers, wheat, lentils and onions. So Musa alayhi salam said, do you wish to receive what is inferior in exchange for what is superior? Go down to any town and you will find what you ask for. Humiliation and poverty was stamped on them, and they became deserving of Allah's wrath. This was because they disbelieved in Allah's verses and used to kill the prophets unlawfully. This was because of their disobedience and transgression. The Bani Israel complain that they cannot tolerate only one type of food and demand to eat vegetables. It's natural that a man soon tires of the same type of diet. The same occurred to the Bani Israel, who received the same manna and salwa twice daily. It was for this reason that they complained to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. What they should have done was to recall the appalling conditions where they suffered in Egypt, where they could not utter a word when their children were being slaughtered. It was appropriate for them to be grateful for the food, thinking that Allah, who delivered them from the intense hardships, was giving it to them. However, they seemed not to appreciate Allah's bounty and complained to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, saying, O Musa, we can never tolerate one type of food. Pray to your Lord on our behalf, asking him to extract for us what the earth produces from its greens, cucumbers, wheat, lentils, and onions. Their mode of address was most contemptuous because they spoke as if Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his Lord had placed them in a situation of difficulty. They spoke as if Allah was not their Lord, but only the Lord of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Therefore, they demanded that he resolve the issue. They failed to realize that the situation that they now faced was immeasurably better than their previous situation of slavery and degradation. When people become accustomed to degradation and humiliation, they do not appreciate honor and respect. They desire only to fulfill their carnal pleasures, irrespective of the degradation involved. Now, the displeasure of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when the Bani Israel made the request they did, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, Do you wish to receive what is inferior in exchange for that which is superior and which is acquired without any effort? Go down to any town and you will find what you ask for. The Arabic word fum, translated above as wheat, may also be translated as garlic according to the language of the Banu Hashim, as related by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas rahmatullah alayhi. Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi is also translated as garlic. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi is reported from certain scholars that the words refers to any grains that are eaten whole. Now, the degradation and poverty for the Jews. Humiliation and poverty was stamped on them. Despite their immense wealth, the Jews always hanker after more, and they've always been trampled upon by other nations. The author of Ma'alimut Tanzil writes, The Jews will always be poor even though they possess abundant wealth. It is mentioned that humiliation also refers to the poverty of the heart. From all the denominations of deen, of religion, you will find that the Jews are the greediest and most disgraced people. One will notice that the Jews are prepared to give their lives for wealth and will fall ill if any harm comes to their wealth. This reflects the bankruptcy of the heart. And the Jews deserve Allah's wrath because they murdered the prophets, the Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, and they became deserving of Allah's wrath. This was because they believed in Allah's verses and used to kill the prophets, the Anbiya alayhi salam, unlawfully. This was because of their disobedience and transgression. Although murder is always unlawful, Allah mentioned the word unlawfully because the king of the prophets alayhi salam was even accepted by them as being wrong. Another reason for it being mentioned is that none of them ever regretted this behavior. Ibn Kathir reports from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Bani Israel would kill 300 prophets in the morning and then proceed to the bazaars to transact business as if nothing had happened. Sayyidina Zakaria and Yahya alayhi salam were amongst the more famous prophets whom the Bani Israel assassinated. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the persons who will be most severely punished on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who killed the Prophet, the person who was killed by a Prophet, the person who killed any one of his parents, the person who makes pictures, the learned religious scholar who does not benefit from his knowledge. Now, a question regarding the rule of the Jews. Since the Jews have seized control of some land, certain unenlightened people have raised a question regarding the authenticity of the Quranic prophecy that they will never establish any rule for themselves. It should firstly be understood that the Quran did not make such a statement. In fact, Surah Ali Imran also makes an exception to their state of humiliation when Allah says, Disgrace has been smitten upon them wherever they found, except by the rope from Allah and from the rope from men. An example of the rope from Allah will be when a Jew grows old and does not fight the Muslims because of his engagement in worship. In this case, the Muslims will leave him untouched. An example of the rope from man will be when Muslims enter into a peace treaty with the Jews, or when they are accorded temporary respect because of their alliance with a powerful nation. It is obvious that the Jewish state is only existing because of the support of certain Christian countries, without whom it cannot survive. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily those who believe, the Jews, the Christians, and the Sabians, who believe in Allah in the last day, and who carry out good deeds, theirs will be a reward by their Lord. There shall be no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. Only belief in Iman and good deeds are the criteria for salvation. The disgrace and humiliation that has been imposed on the Jews because of their transgression is not exclusive to them. Similarly, no nation can claim their salvation in the year after, and rewards are exclusively for them. Acceptance by Allah and salvation in the year after can be attained by any person who possesses belief, Iman. The definition of belief, Iman, also varies according to the times. For example, the belief, the Iman of the Jews during the time of Sayyidina Musa a.s. was that they believed in Sayyidina Musa a.s. and the Torah after believing in Allah. Similarly, the belief in the Iman of the Christians during the time of Sayyidina Isa a.s. was to believe in him, the Injil, and whatever laws he propagated as part of the Sharia. These people would then be deserving of salvation in the year after. However, those who altered his deen, his religion, did not remain believers with belief, with Iman. Since the Jews in the time of Sayyidina Isa a.s. refused to believe in him, they also became disbelievers and kuffar. The universal risalat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Finally, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a prophet to the world. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam told his followers about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advent, as mentioned in Surah Saf, where he says, "And I convey to you the glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name is Ahmad." Allah says in Surah A'raf, those who follow the unlettered messenger and prophet that they find written with them in the Torah and Injil. Therefore, it is imperative for the followers of the previous prophets to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the verse 85 of Surah Ali Imran, "Whosoever seeks a deen besides Islam, it shall never be accepted from him, and he will be amongst the losers in the year after." Every person who existed in the world since the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as every person still to be born till Judgment Day, has to accept the deen and the religion brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Verse 158 of Surah A'raf states, "Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O people, verily I am Allah's messenger to all of you." Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Fatir, "We have sent you as a warner and bearer of glad tidings to the whole of mankind, but most people do not know." Therefore, since the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the success of every Jew, Christian, Sabian, etc. depends solely on following Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After understanding the foregoing explanation, one will easily grasp the proper meaning of the verse being discussed. The verse means that if any Jew, Christian, or Sabian believes in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Allah's final messenger, believes in the imminence of the day of resurrection, that is Qiyamah, and verbally attests to this, then one will attain salvation in the year after. Together with this, one must also perform good deeds according to the way which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had showed us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on our deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in our hearts the knowledge of the noble Quran, and give us the tawfiq to make amal on it. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.